A reading from the first book of Maccabees. Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been crushed, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and rededicate it." So the whole army assembled and went up to Mount Zion. Early in the morning, on the 25th day of the ninth month, that is the month of Kislev, in the year 148, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the law on the new altar of burnt offerings that they had made. On the anniversary of the day on which the Gentiles had defiled it, on that very day it was reconsecrated with songs, harps, flutes, and cymbals. All the people prostrated themselves and adored and praised heaven, who had given them success. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar and joyfully offered burnt offerings and sacrifices of deliverance and praise. They ornamented the facade of the temple with gold crowns and shields. They repaired the gates and the priests' chambers and furnished them with doors. There was great joy among the people now that the disgrace of the Gentiles was removed. Then Judas and his brothers and the entire congregation of Israel decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year for 8 days, from the 25th day of the month of Kislev. The word of the Lord. We praise your glorious name, Almighty God. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory, for all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you. You have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words.
Verbum Domini.
My house shall be a house of prayer. Even though this is the memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I chose to remain with the readings for the 33rd week in an ordinary time on Friday, because it's still perfectly in line with this, the reconsecration of the altar of offering, in this place where the light returned, but also the cleansing of the temple, which Our Lady was preserved from the cleansing of the temple that we all needed, that happened for us in baptism. But to speak about the practice of the presence of God. So Mary, who from her very conception, an inner conception, being endowed with the fullness of grace, with the presence of the Spirit, was always led to move towards God and to be attracted to God. And there was nothing within her that didn't push her that way. You know, even as she would have experienced, as Jesus experienced temptation, there was nothing to attract her to that. So from her very conception and through her life, being moved towards the presence of God. So the practice of the presence of God is one of the most fruitful and beneficial that we can have. And our Lord casts out all the thieves in the temple, yet there is a place where he dwells that's even more precious. That is the temple of our souls, or the temple that is our bodies, consecrated in baptism. And he has cleansed and consecrated this place and continues this making of space in each of the sacraments. And I just want to mention at the beginning too, Mother Angelica wrote a mini book called Sweeping the Temple Clean, which is about confession in particular, but about the whole purification of the soul. And it is available in our quick guide to the sacraments, and you can also get the whole box set. So these points aren't necessarily from Mother, but we know Mother talked often about the practices of the presence of God, and then goes into that often, or cleansing the temple. So the Trinity indwells in the baptized, as Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him." Jesus says, "My house shall be a house of prayer," and this is of the Father as well, that the Father says through Jesus, "My house shall be a house of prayer." The Spirit says, "My house shall be a house of prayer." But being as we are the hosts, like Abraham, we have some essential duties towards so great a guest. That is, first, sweeping the temple clean, keeping a tidy house, being washed and purified by contrition, by putting out the trash and putting up the decorations of faith, hope, and love. Second, letting in our guest who knocks on the door. So attentive listening and a warm greeting, and this may include frequent aspirations like those little prayers of "My Jesus, mercy," that can be said throughout the day. Third, listening to and meditating upon the Word of God, which is a sweet nourishment, yet challenging as a two-edged sword cutting between bones and marrow. But our love is so frail that we often, you know, pass quickly over the words and not allow them to sink in and carry out their work. That the Word of life, the Word is full of life and power to transform. And so remember, Our Lady kept all these words in her heart, you know, allowing them to have their full effect and keeping them as a consistent nourishment. And fourth, amendment of our lives, that the more time we spend consciously aware of the presence of God, the better our lives will be conformed to this sacred presence, the more we're open to the gift of grace. So our joy is to receive the sweet word of God, yet we know that our prayer life is in need of maintenance. And keeping the presence of God doesn't mean, you know, praying litanies all day long, for in fact that may distract us and block us from the gift that this is. If we are to live in his presence, intentional prayers are necessary, but the fruitfulness flows from the operations of the Holy Spirit within us, from an active life of faith, hope, and charity. This prayerfulness is also an effect, the effect or a effect of a Marian heart, one that receives like her this grace, this message, this word into her mind and heart before conceiving him in her womb. So imagine the prayer of presence that filled Mary, especially during that time, as we shortly will be entering into Advent. And make those prayers your own, or our own. We make the prayers our own. And at least at the time of Holy Communion, when our Lord dwells within us, and to practice first and above, you know, to allow that time of the presence of God within us to illumine the rest of our lives, the rest of our day.